Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we are looking at the difference between three very similar words and phrases. And those three words and phrases are finally, eventually, and in the end. Do you think you know the difference? Well, let's see. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to explain the difference, and then we're going to see if you get it, see if you understand my explanations, as I'm going to give you three sentences, and you have to choose which word or phrase you think is more appropriate. But before we do that, let's talk about the difference. So let's start with finally. So the word finally is used when we have been waiting for a long time for something. So for example, if you are at a restaurant and the food is taking a really long time to arrive at your table, you might say, after half an hour, the food finally arrived. So it's all about waiting a long time. So this word, it's all about time. The word eventually is really, really similar to finally. But there is one key difference. We're also speaking about waiting for something to happen, reaching the intended goal. But the difference is that while finally is speaking really about how long it takes, eventually is speaking about the problems that we face before we reach our objective, the obstacles in the way. So for example, my computer was broken, and so I tried to fix it myself, but that didn't work. I took it to a computer repairman. He fixed it, but it didn't actually work. It broke again the next day. And then I took it to the company. They fixed it, and this time it worked. Eventually, my computer was fixed. So it's about the problems, or it's emphasizing the problems that happen on the way to reaching the objective. And the other is in the end. So this has quite a different meaning. Again, it's speaking about the last part, the end, the conclusion. It's all about the conclusion of a story when the result or the conclusion is a little bit different to what was expected. So it goes a different direction. So, for example, we were planning to go to the park, but then it rained. So, in the end, we went to the cinema. In the end, we went to the cinema. In this example, the result or the conclusion is different to what was expected because we thought, oh, let's go out. It's a nice day. Let's go to the park. But then it rained. And so the conclusion of the story is different to what was anticipated. Okay, so those are the three ideas. Finally, it's all about waiting a long time for something. Eventually is about facing problems or obstacles before reaching the conclusion or before reaching the desired outcome. And in the end is about a change in what happens in a story. It's the conclusion when there is a change. Okay, so now let's test that with three sentences all about traveling, and you need to decide which word or phrase fits in my sentence. So when there's a missing word or phrase, I'm going to say blank. Okay, here's sentence number one. Our flight was delayed, but after 3 hours, we were blank allowed to board. So we were finally allowed to board, eventually allowed to board, or in the end allowed to board. Number two, we missed our flight, so blank, we stayed in the city for another night. We missed our flight, so blank, we stayed in the city for another night. We finally stayed in the city, we eventually stayed in the city, or in the end we stayed in the city. And number three, it was a horrible journey. First, I left my passport at home, and then there was terrible traffic on the way to the airport, and the flight was delayed too. But, blank, we arrived in Italy. It was a horrible journey. First, I left my passport at home, and then there was terrible traffic on the way to the airport, and the flight was delayed too. But, blank, we arrived in Italy. Finally, we arrived in Italy. Eventually, we arrived in Italy. Or in the end, we arrived in Italy. Okay, so let's have a look at the answers and talk about why. So number one, our flight was delayed, but after 3 hours, we were finally allowed to board. So yeah, finally is the answer here, because it's all about waiting for time. It's all about time. There are no obstacles. You're just sitting there waiting for the flight. We were finally allowed to board. Number two, we missed our flight, so in the end, we stayed in the city for another night. Here, the conclusion of the story is different to what was expected. The expectation was that we would get a flight, but we missed it, so the plans changed. So in the end, we stayed in the city for another night. And number three, it was a horrible journey. I left my passport at home. There was terrible traffic on the way to the airport, and the flight was delayed too. But eventually we arrived in Italy. You could say finally in this case, but eventually is better, because we are speaking about the various problems or obstacles that we faced before reaching our final objective, which was to arrive in Italy. Okay, so hopefully that is relatively clear. They are quite similar, but those little differences make all the difference in how we speak and understand different situations. So thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting. If you're interested in taking some English classes with me online, then you can find all the details over on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants, bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.